The Man Who Escaped, Episode 10.
Coke drove for about 20 minutes. He felt nervous in the police car, but he knew it was his only chance.
I wonder how that policeman managed to contact police headquarters so quickly,
he asked himself. Then he remembered a newspaper article about the new pocket radios all policemen had. They were small things which they put in their pockets.
Of course, that's it,
he thought. Then he wondered if detectives like Halls and Baxter also had them. He knew they probably didn't, because they already had radios in their cars. Suddenly, however, something on the road ahead interrupted his thoughts. Two police cars were there, side by side, blocking the road. Nothing could get by them. The two policemen at the roadblock were bored. It was a lonely spot between two hills, and there was very little traffic.
Could you give me a light, Tom?
One of them said. It was his 10th cigarette that night. Just then, they both looked up and saw a car coming towards them.
It's a police car,
the other one said.
Perhaps they're bringing us some hot coffee or something to eat.
They both watched the car as it came closer. It was a long, straight road, and the car was still a good distance away.
Isn't it going to stop?
It doesn't look like it.
Shall we stop it? Our orders are to stop every car.
Just then, they heard the two-tone sound of the horn. It was obvious that whoever was in the car was in a great hurry. The two policemen hesitated for a second. Then one of them turned to the other.
Would you move the car out of the way, Bob, or shall I?
But our orders were to...
Look, that's a police car, can't you see? You don't think Coke's going to come through here in a police car, do you?
The other policeman got into the car and moved it back a few inches. The gap was just wide enough for another car to get through now.
Aren't you going to move back some more?
The other shouted. Before he could do so, Coke shot through the narrow gap, raced down the road in the direction of London.